Mike Pierre was actually very, since Adam, you graduated with him, he was very successful kind of creating little mini Girl Talk-esque things. Hmm. And I think he has a couple things on YouTube of that sort. I know that he made Wheels a couple mixes that were very Will Smith heavy, because when he was commissioned to do so, Wheels was really big into Will Smith and Miami and all that. But it's really good. But this would actually be a good time to hop into episode 99.
No time like the present. Yes.
Exactly.
Party like it's blank blank 99.
Hold on. It is Will Smith reference.
Yeah.
So Andrew, Katie, thank you very much for joining us for episode 99.
Yes, welcome back.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
And it's kind of reunion-esque since we haven't seen either of you for a while.
It's true.
So it's...
It's true.
It's going to be one of those fun episodes. Or at least, you know, a little bit of reminiscing with good news. Lots of interesting news. One thing I was going to put out there immediately was it has been determined that the way that Netflix determines how they buy shows is what's trending on BitTorrent. So if people are illegally downloading a show, they will buy it and steal that customer base away.
Holy crap.
Interesting.
That's kind of genius of
them. It is genius.
Yeah. It's nice because they know that they are the built-in streaming service. Like, they have more of a following than Hulu. They have more of a following than Amazon Prime. They have more of a following than HBO Go. So realistically, they can see, okay, what's everybody watching right now and stealing illegally? Oh, let's just get that.
Yeah.
But conversely, there has been a comparison between how Cartoon Network shows had been performing on Netflix before and after they did the big buy-in of Cartoon Network programming, and that number is actually down from a couple months ago. But my response to that simultaneously is they put up one fucking season of so many things that everyone got sick of it and was like, hey, hypothetically, they have one season of Adventure Time on Netflix right now, and they are on season 6. So, obviously, there is room to grow, and people get sick of it. They can only watch one season so many times. So, the fact that so many websites are reporting on, oh, well, Cartoon Network's getting a beating on their programming, it's like, well, yeah, put one season in front of a group for long enough, they'll get sick of it and want something more.
Hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Right. Absolutely right.
It is only a short-term draw. Only put one season up.
Because Netflix is a binging network. It's
right.
You get into something, you burn through something immediately, and you're done.
Exactly. Yep.
And you move on to something else.
Well, and Cartoon Network shows are even worse because there's, what, maybe 20 minutes of content in each episode?
Yeah, you know, every show is about 22 minutes, and even then, the way that most Cartoon Network show, it's very short attention span design, so it's like, boom, 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 show's over. Right. So you can really just kind of fire through a show immediately.
You could fire through an entire season in a work night. Like, no problem.
Like, knowing that the new season of, I know it's not the Avatar The Last, what's Korra called?
Legend of Korra.
Legend of Korra.
Yeah.
Nickelodeon has the new series based around the universe of Avatar The Last Airbender, and I had posted on Facebook, oh, boo, it's not on Netflix anymore, unfortunately, because I was able to binge on it there. Mm. Then I found out they do have it on Amazon Prime, which I have a subscription there, and I actually binged through the entire series of Avatar The Last Airbender in less than a week, which is three seasons. Because you can just put, like, three or four episodes away at a time.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, all right, now I need a break, where for something as severe or outgoing as Breaking Bad, Mad Men, you need time to digest some of that stuff some of the time.
Oh, yeah.
And you need to take a step back, where cartoon stuff, it really is like you can jump in at any time. They'll give you a little bit of a precursor to let you know what's going on, but you'll get it in the long run. They'll kind of give enough exposition where you can just burn through 4 or 5 episodes and not feel the burn of like 2 episodes of Breaking Bad.
Yeah. One episode of Game of Thrones.
Right?
I actually haven't been able to watch Game of Thrones in probably 2 or 3 months because it just got so heavy that I was like, I don't like humanity right now.
I'm in the same boat. Yeah. I'm like halfway through season 2. I have intentionally put Avatar to the forefront of my viewing spectrum just because Emily hasn't seen Avatar yet. It's like, oh, well, we need to watch this. Yeah, sure, I haven't watched Game of Thrones yet, but you haven't seen Avatar, so maybe we should watch this for a while instead.
Yes. Joel turned me on to a new TV show to binge on while he's in Coop. And it's the It Crowd, or the IT Crowd.
Oh, yeah, that's a great IT crowd. Yes.
It's funny. I dig it. I don't dig a lot of those kinds of shows.
If you like Richard, I don't know how to say his last name. I don't remember.
Richard.
The imaginary friend guy. Richard.
Yeah. He did this other show on Channel 4 in England called Garth Marenghi's Dark Place. If you've ever heard of this show, you need to check out this show. It is the funniest show you've ever seen.
He also has another show on Hulu that just recently came out that Katie was referencing, Moon Boy.
Yeah, Moon Boy.
Okay.
Where he is the imaginary friend of a
10-year-old
preteen in kind of like Northwest Ireland, I believe. And I burned through that. It's a short season, but it's something that's, again, easily digestible because it does, you know.
Wait a minute.
Sorry. It Crowd.
Is this actor...
The white guy.
The white guy?
Yeah.
There are a lot of white guys in that
like
show.
Like the...
No, there's only two...
White guy.
Yeah. Oh, there's two IT guys.
The one with the...
The Scottish guy.
The one with the Scottish accent.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, he's... Okay. The guy that who was one. On All The right. Sapphires, I think, is the movie he was featured in recently. I always bring up his name, and I never remember it at the same time. And so I'm doing some research while I try to remember what his name is.
Is his accent Scottish?
It's UK.
I think he is. He's either Irish or Scottish. I can't remember. Hmm. But he has a very distinct... It's not English.
Yeah.
He's the guy who's also in Family Tree that I brought up that's on HBO that I really wish was available for anyone who didn't have an HBO subscription, because I want to watch it because it's a... it's akin to A Mighty Wind, Christopher Guest style things. Chris O'Dowd.
Oh yes. Yeah. Okay.
There's his name. Yeah, there are only 6 episodes of Moon Boy on Hulu right now. It's an exclusive series, but it stars Chris O'Dowd as the imaginary friend. It's a lot like Willard, but instead of being a dog that talks, it's just
Wilfred.
Straight up
Wilfred.
Wilfred, yeah. Not Willard.
Yeah.
Yeah, Willard, that's one with the guy who controls mice. Never mind.
Awkward.
That's Christopher Glover, or Crispin Glover. Oof. Yeah. Wilfred.
Right. I knew where you were going.
But it's imaginary friend, but this time it's invisible versus dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. And he's 12 years old, actually. 12.
Got okay. it.
Is the kid. It's, yeah. It's a good program. I got through all 6 episodes easily enough. It's
Yeah. I think I've watched one of them. I know that it was something Joel binged on when I wasn't around.
Chris O'Dowd is Irish.
Irish, okay. Is.
Yeah.
Which is why it makes sense that it takes place in Ireland.
Yeah.
Truth.
And why his last name starts with O.
O.
McDowd, O'Dowd, whatever.
Yeah.
That guy.
Son of.
Right.
Okay, so we were talking about Netflix figures out who... Or what to buy based on...
On BitTorrent. That was just kind of...
Yeah,
that's interesting.
It's pretty brilliant, but at the same time, the big one that they sent me an email about that they added recently was Derek, which is Ricky Gervais doing out of the show.
Doing another like documentary-esque.
Yeah.
But it's...
which is stale. It's a stale genre.
It's not that it's stale. It's that his humor isn't across all boards... Where, like, when he hosted the Golden Globes, like, is very standoffish in terms of criticisms of the show. Because, like, oh, well, it's Ricky Gervais. But at the same time, like, it's not received well by everyone. It's not a hit. It's not like maybe how Steve Carell approached the American Office, where was 9 seasons or so, where the British Office was like 3, I think.
Yeah.
3 or 4?
Yep. 3 seasons.
So it's like, yes, Ricky Gervais is hilarious. I will put that out there and stamp my claim on that. But at the same time, he needs to try something new. This didn't work for me. Both Adam and I had agreed before the show that we both watched the pilot and we made it through like maybe 3/4 individually.
If that.
Yeah, if that. It's because it's like, yes, I understand what you're trying to do. I understand the concept. I understand the plot. I understand the tactics. But I just don't want to watch that for a full 22-25 minutes before I am sick of it and want to switch to something else immediately.
It's like, okay, I get it. It's a heartwarming comedy set in a nursing home. Great. On to Firefly.
And here's the obvious love interest. Here's the slapstick. Here's the, you know,
here's the guy who's going to temporarily get in the way of this love interest, et cetera, et cetera.
It's predictable. It's predictable. Yeah. It doesn't have the gusto that maybe even a network-produced show would have versus a Hulu original.
Hmm. Yeah. For those of us that were only vaguely pay attention before we went into that long critique on whatever show you were just talking about.
Derek is what it's called.
Derek?
Yeah.
All right.
Derek.
Just to bring it all the back name. For everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, so slightly shifting topics. The Netflix account that I watch is one that I share with someone that is has very different tastes than I do. And I think one of the most entertaining things is seeing what Netflix tells us is the top 10.
Have you?
And like what they try and suggest. Mm. It's hilarious.
Have you played around with the profiles that Netflix now offers?
You know, I saw, because we were a clear pick for them. Like, I logged in and they were like, hello!
Who are you?
You should make some profiles because there are obviously a couple different people using this.
Exactly.
Yeah. Your shit doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Are you bipolar?
On my family Netflix account, we have 5 now, so that's good.
Oh, there Which you go. Is great. Yeah, and we haven't set up the profiles yet because it's kind of entertaining for me it's kind of figured out that it'll go, okay, these suggestions for this, and then these suggestions for this. And based on the fact that we watch different genres, like a specific, or the way that they do it is based on the fact that you watched this, this is what we recommend for you. And I've been told by my boyfriend that I'm not really allowed to watch his Netflix account anymore because I watched random girly things and then it messed up all of it.
Yeah.
You ruined it.
See, and I'm the same way with my parents, but I didn't actually like approach them and say, hey, stop watching all these weird documentaries, because they watch What's the Matter with Kansas, which I understand the title exclusive based on that because they are the, you know, evolution, creationist, not Texist. Well, I mean, you know, there's Texas who controls so many textbooks that go out and everyone has to deal with their adaptation of creationism into things, or intelligent design into so many things. And then there's Kansas, who will put stickers on existing textbooks saying, yeah, we don't believe in this, so don't look at this part of the book because it's not real, because we're crazy. And there's a full documentary on Netflix that's called What's the Matter with Kansas? And I found out that my parents watched that. And then one thing I mentioned on the show before is that randomly they watch at least one episode of Thomas the Tank Engine. Oh. Still, I haven't figured out the root of that one yet, but it just kind of came up. It's like, I know that.
Now, can you tell if
I'm
they
like
finished
98%
it?
I'm like 98% sure that wasn't me. So why is that in my recently watched queue?
Maybe they were babysitting someone.
Doubtful.
I know, but...
like, really, 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 really doubtful.
I don't know.
I did set up a separate profile for them. No idea if they've used it yet.
Yeah.
At all.
No, I just haven't... I've decided just not to do it because Craig has... And Craig just knows that I share it with him. and we're okay with our little mashup of genres. But Joel was just like, no, you messed it up. It's now telling me I want to watch rom-coms and all of this stuff. You know, I'm getting in the way of his wrestling and
wrestling. Yeah.
Superman remakes. Netflix.
I'm pretty.
I actually have no. Yes. Yes, there are. Because I'm pretty sure I've had to shut him off in the middle of the night.
Man.
Yeah, I'm not. Pretty.
I don't remember. Maybe it was Hulu Plus.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have to really worry about going over and using Katie's Netflix account or her using mine because our lists now they're called not instant queues anymore.
Right.
Our lists are very, very similar in most respects. Except Katie watches Audrey Hepburn movies, she pointed out. But I would totally watch Audrey Hepburn movies. She's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I still need to finish Roman Holiday.
Mm.
See, I've also shared my Hulu account with Emily. So every now and then it'll claim that I've watched Glee, which is a damn dirty lie. dirty lie.
Too soon.
Never. No, I watch every single Community episode where they make fun of any sort of show akin to Glee because I hate that concept. And I can never wrap my head around those people's like, oh man, I wish I was back in high school. Why?
Yes.
Like,
true.
There is no concept. Like, no matter what you see on TV, it's like, oh, but everyone is so close.
Wait, did any of them go to Minnetonka High School that have ever said they want to go back to high school?
Yes, I've heard it from Minnetonkaans. Minnetonkians.
Wait, did we all go to Minnetonka here?
Yes.
This is a Minnetonka episode.
Yeah. It's another Minnetonka.
It happens.
Whoa.
You're usually a part of a Minnetonka episode.
Am I really?
Yeah.
Wait. See, and I'm going, wait, you're from Minnetonka?
I know.
What an
I actually have a secret, you guys. I live in Carver County. But
No, it's more, I'm trying to remember what year you graduated.
I want to see if you know.
I was gonna say 06-07.
That was my brother. My brother was here last time, and remember and that. And we talked about this then because that was a Minnetonka episode too, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I was 2009.
Nine. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Right.
So he was after all of us escaped.
I was like, he's a baby.
I know.
Oh, whatever. We're all 20 something.
I rode my bike here.
That just puts you back like in high school.
That was kind of fantastic. Actually,
I liked the follow up noise too.
I actually gave away my high school graduation gown yesterday to my neighbor who's graduating this year, and I go, I don't know if you're going to use this, but just take it. And if you're going to throw it away, throw it away.
Oh, I was going to say your neighbor. Morgan. I was like, who could that be? Oh, wait, Morgan.
Yeah, we had blue ones, right?
Yeah. Yes. I was like, do you have one? And she goes, well, I have my brother's.
And I have.
And her brother's like 6'4 or something. I'm like, here's one that's your height.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Black.
I have a black one.
College.
Ditto.
I gave away my black one. Actually, got my best friend wore my graduation gown, and then we gave it to the other guy who was also in student government with us. So three of us wore the same gown, which was kind of cool.
Those are perfectly good gowns. Why don't I ever get any use of them out of them anymore?
It's also something you could easily sell to like Goodwill because people will look there for generic colors.
It's true.
If you're into cosplay too, there's a lot of possibilities you could do with that. I like to. I do like what you might call like hybrid cosplay. So like last Halloween, I was a clown lawyer. So this is where I was dressed up.
So this
I
is like cosplay with like big quotations around it, where you're not like being this a is, character, but you're being a thing.
Yes, I'm being a diluted concept of something that I thought was funny. Because my friend gave me a clown tie, which was like. It's like a regular tie, except it's maybe like 3 inches wide. And
you're right. It's like polka dots.
Yeah, and I wore it like my tuxedo. I have a suit, not a tuxedo, but a suit. And I wore this clown tie with it, and I had a rubber nose. And then the whole night at this Halloween party, I was like, "Your Honor, I'm gonna have to make a case for my defendant here."
Objection.
Yeah, but then like I also had a
honk honk.
Oh yes,
I was gonna say. Please tell me.
I did my research. Turns out clowns really like squonky horns. So I got one of, I found one of those.
See, I was going to say, like, sustained, you'd get the honk honk thereafter. But that'd have to be, like, more a clown judge than an attorney, specifically.
Objection, Your Honor. It was a banana cream pie. Let the record show.
I had a very lawyer-y dream, so I've been thinking about a lot of stuff like that, too. But I'm trying to remember how we got to this clown lawyer. Much
we were
like
talking about gowns. This is
before
this
that.
Is
before yeah. that was before
no,
that.
No, no, no. We were talking boy. About
it's
Glee.
It's a Minnetonka episode, and
Glee,
then
yes. Glee,
wanted to be back
Glee.
In high school, yeah.
and
then and Glee.
Fuck the people who want to be back yes. in high school, yeah. because
I got
that
you.
Was a
but
mess.
But can I say that I'd like to be back in college?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to be back in right. like liver quality
college.
Of college.
Well, I would like to go backwards so that I only get the same amount that I already have. You know what I mean? Just redo it.
Well, I mean, ditto, but at that point.
Yeah.
I'm still in
yeah,
college.
That's true.
Well, you rode your bike
well,
here.
Well, enjoy
and
it.
I rode my bike
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
If you want my opinion on it, I could share. But. it's different. It
yes,
it's different.
Different
it's
when
different.
You're...
Yes, it's different as a transfer student, and then coming back into it, being like, "Oh, I'm like 22," and then like everyone's just like, "I'm not even 21," and I'm like, "Oh, well, hey, next week, when you're 21, I'll show you where all the good bars are." And like this, yeah, I don't know.
Versus like, oh, well, I'll buy you alcohol that you can store in your yes. dorm under your bed behind your extra pair of sheets.
Right.
So your RA doesn't know that you have it.
Right.
I you hit him that
look.
Well?
I did.
Pretty sure no,
I was
just like
I'm
under the sink.
Paranoid.
Super I'm so cold.
I was known for answering the door with wine in my Winnie the Pooh mug when the RAs came.
Nice.
Because I was like, who's going to look in a Winnie the Pooh mug for pink wine.
Yeah.
There's that.
And I was right. Yeah.
Grape juice. Just grape juice.
Yeah, it's just pink lemonade.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Nice.
Because I was over 21. It was just a dry campus.
Ah.
Come and get me, UMD housing. Come and get me.
Yeah. What kind of crazy RAs did you have in Green Bay where you felt like you had to... lock up your alcohol in the
did
spare
hide
sheet.
Your
no,
sheet.
No, we were stupid drunks. We were stupid drunks where the RAs would check in on us. They'd knock on the door. We'd hide everything. It's like, oh, yeah, everything's fine. We'd close the door and like, all clear, guys. Get out your booze again. They'd come back knocking in. They're like, shit, hide everything. And they'd come back. It's like, hey,
listen,
you guys are bad at this.
We were, but at the same time, it was also Wisconsin, and yeah. it was also Green Bay.
That's true.
So they really
I mean, come
didn't
on,
care
I went to UMD.
Much.
Listen, yeah. my friend, I do not care that you drink alcohol, but I just do not want to see it.
Well, yeah.
Is that a Green Bay
don't
accent?
Don't treat us like assholes. Come on, we understand what's going on. Just give us a second to round the fucking corner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody said that to me, so it really stuck with me.
That's kind of true. You guys probably need to.
That was a terrible.
I just
accent.
I just imagined before
we were
you,
playing wine pong
that
night.
Story.
Just to paraphrase
nice.
That, like we were dumb. To
see, if
the
we
extent.
Had parties like that, we did it off campus. The things that we did on campus
smart.
Were like playing 10 fingers with shots of vodka in our apartment. Not a good idea, by the way.
No. No.
But luckily, you were in your apartment and. It was just my roommates from across, and everybody just kind of passed out.
Ugh.
But it was—it's a very quiet game.
I'm 22, and I'm already like tired of the drinking games. I'm like this. Why can't boo. We? Why can't we? Why?
I miss beer pong.
Yeah,
I'm not
my
good
parents
at play
yeah.
beer pong, so I enjoy yeah. it.
I
was like, you don't miss. You still play beer pong?
Like once a year now, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I enjoy more the craft of it. Like I just like a well. My brother's really good at mixing drinks, so he'll be like, "This is a whatever," and I was like, "Okay, cool."
We need more party occasions where we can play
we
beer pong,
right? And
we really only
yeah.
have
more venues, venues
yes.
as well.
Yes,
that's
location,
the other thing.
Location,
yeah.
location.
Yeah,
because realistically, even something like. This there's no real lane yeah. for actually setting something like that
yes.
up.
True.
Versus like true. Pushing everything off the broadcast table
yes.
and then like doing kneeling,
well,
one hand behind your back, tied, blindfolded, because it's so small and short.
Yeah,
I had a friend
with only half the amount of cups.
I had a friend in my senior woodworking class who made like an official sized beer pong table. And like the teacher,
are there regulations for that?
Yeah, there. Yes,
there are.
Oh yeah,
all
people.
Right. All right.
People that you know never really grow up out of their college days. Yes, of course they have rules. Of course they have official regulations.
Oh, yeah. House rules. They're rules.
Oh, house regulations. Oh, of course, yes. Of course.
But the one thing I was going to pitch alternatively, since we're not talking about streaming anymore, because why
I was
would
like,
we?
And by the way, everyone, this is a podcast about streaming media.
But yeah. You know, so many college students also stream stuff that I do want to try to do beer pong Battleship. Oh. I've seen that so many times where you set up the grid and you set up your cups in certain ways. Like, here's my Battleship. Here's my... other ship. Ooh. That I can't think of the names of at this point. Submarine, that was one of them.
Yep, there's a submarine. You got your...
landing carrier guy.
Yep, aircraft carrier.
Aircraft carrier, thank you.
Landing carrier guy.
Battleship, aircraft carrier, submarine, frigate.
I was thinking it's like the thing in Top Gun that they'll land on, but that was a little bit wordier than I wanted.
It's
so.
Like a runway where they...
Congratulations for making the Top Gun reference in every episode.
You should really consider a career in professional technical writing, Dan. You've had a lot of really good descriptions.
I've actually had a couple monster.com pitches for copywriting, but I turned them down for the greater good. I know better that they don't know better.
I'd love to see, like...
It's that Bodhi thing, you know?
On
the
back,
thing with
the thing. On the back of the box of Battleship, there's a thing from Top Gun.
Where the land
Tom Cruise is like right there.
My thing from Top Gun is filling with water because you hit it with your pointy explodey thing.
And Goose was a funny name.
It's that part of that country that's in the game Risk, but it's not like really part of a country, but it's like some like really racist part of a country. Yeah. So it's like there. It was purple in the game.
Russia. More Russia. Other Russia.
Urkis, Jerkistruck. More away.
Beef jerky. Stan.
Okay, not important Australia Stan.
I'm going to be the person that puts us back on task. Ready?
And I was actually going to say that point that we should make is that this would be a good time for a commercial before we come back for adapted movie bluff.
Probably.
Yeah, it's about that time. We got so far off the reservation that it's time to just go somewhere else instead.
Yeah.
So we'll be back in a second.
Whee!
Hey guys, this is Dan Whalen. Thank you for listening to the Buffering Podcast. You've been listening to episode 99, which Adam and I taped on September 17th, 2013 in the Wheels Brewing Co. studio with Katie Best and Andrew Nelson. Thank you very much for listening to this episode, as we had a great time recording it with Andrew and Katie, which we hadn't seen either of them in a long time, and it's great to have both of them back for a near monumental episode, because we've almost reached episode 100, which is coming up next week, and it'll be a great time. We're going to do games the entire time. Make sure to stay tuned for that. Also, with the release of the new iPhone C and iPhone 5C and iPhone 5S, iTunes has also released iTunes Radio, which I will be putting out a review of shortly, so watch out for that at bufferingpodcast.com, where you can find articles that Adam and I are writing, photos of our guests, an archive of all of our episodes, plus bonus tracks, games we've been playing, conversations we've had off of the actual show. Definitely check all of that out, bufferingpodcast.com. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on iTunes by searching for Buffering Podcast. Big surprise there. And you can also find it by searching for my name, for Adam's name, or for any of our guests' names. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on Stitcher Smart Radio by going to Stitcher.com or by searching for the Stitcher app in your App Store for iOS, Android, and Kindle, etc. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook, it's facebook.com/buffering podcast. On Twitter, it's Twitter. Well, of course, it's Twitter. It's @BufferPodcast on Twitter. So follow us, like us. We love you. Thank you so much for listening. And here's Movie Bluff. Enjoy.
Franco. James Franco.
James Franco. Oh, that's right. He wasn't
Lincoln. I get Joseph Gordon-Levitt and James Franco confused.
Yeah, he was the asshole son.
So crazy much.
And speaking of asshole son, this would be a good time for us to pop in before we go too late into the evening.
Aha.
So right. Everyone needs to do a quick sound off while we wind our way into this new round of Movie Bluff. So Adam, could you let everybody know what your buzzing sound is, please?
Cabbages.
Andrew, how about you?
Sus.
Katie, how about you?
Beep.
Thank you. So it's been kind of explained to everyone during our little bonus track thing, but buzz in round, and then Adam, 3 seconds is seeming kind of safe right now.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. We may even change it during the game just to be safe, but for now, we'll see. And we will be keeping score, and producer Katie will be helping out with that, which is going to be nice. So I will start out with something, a nice softball, just to see where we go with this. And I will say Julia Roberts movie.
Sus.
Andrew.
Pretty Woman.
Movie.
Beep.
Katie.
Aaron Brockovich.
Movie.
Cabbages.
Adam.
Hook.
Movie.
Oh. Beep.
Katie.
My Best Friend's Wedding.
Movie.
Cabbages.
Adam.
Ocean's 11.
Cast.
Sus.
Andrew.
George Clooney.
Cast.
Beep.
Katie.
Brad Pitt.
Movie.
Sus.
Andrew.
Ocean's 12.
We do try to stay away from trilogies for at least three movies.
If I can,
so I'm going to give you 5 more seconds to come up with a better answer.
Oh my gosh, I can't think of a Brad Pitt movie.
Buzz. So if anyone else wants to jump in for Brad Pitt.
Cabbages.
Go ahead.
World War Z.
Movie.
Cabbages.
Go ahead.
Fight Club.
Cast.
Cabbages.
Go ahead.
Edward Norton.
Movie.
Sus.
Andrew.
Moonrise Kingdom.
Oh, cast. Yeah.
Oh, sus.
Go ahead.
Jason Schwartzman.
Cast. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Schwartzman. Okay, sorry.
So I'll say cast again.
Okay. Sus.
Go ahead.
Bill Murray.
Movie.
Sus.
Beep.
That was...
I think I had that.
That was sus.
Yep.
That was sus. Bill Murray.
Yep.
1 second. Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. Yes.
Mm, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Movie.
Beep.
Katie.
Groundhog Day.
Movie.
Sus.
Andrew.
Darjeeling Limited.
Movie.
Beep.
Cabbages. Oh.
That was Katie first.
What about Bob?
Movie.
Oh my God.
Wait. Yeah. I'm waiting for it. Sus. Cabbages. No. He had me.
I totally got it.
Yep.
Stripes.
Movie.
Beep. Ghostbusters.
There it is.
Cast.
Oh, my gosh.
Cabbages.
Go ahead.
Rick Moranis.
Cast.
Cabbages.
Go ahead.
Sigourney Weaver.
Cast.
You're waiting
what
for us to say...
this guy's
Buzz.
Name?
Buzz. Waiting for Dan Aykroyd.
Yes.
Oh, duh.
Or I would have accepted Harold Ramis.
I was thinking of Harold Ramis, but I didn't quite get there.
I can never think of Dan Aykroyd's name in this game ever.
Wasn't Newman from Seinfeld in the second Ghostbusters movie?
Wayne Knight, no.
No, no. What am I, he was in some movie. I'm sure he was.
He was in, yeah, he was in some movie.
But I will, Park. I will,
oh, yeah,
I
Jurassic
will kind Park. Of use that tangent in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say Jurassic Park cast.
Sus.
Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. I'm seeing his face. Oh, my gosh.
Buzz. That's 5 seconds. If anyone else wants to come in for the steal.
What is it?
3.
Cabbages.
Go ahead.
Wayne Knight.
Thank you. Cast. If anyone else wants to take it, because I already gave this answer away. 3.
Sus.
Go ahead.
Lost it.
2.
I thought I...
3, and 4, that's 5 again.
I missed it. What did you say?
Okay,
yeah,
Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh,
was what?
What?
Yeah.
He was in Jurassic Park?
Yeah. He was the black guy.
Oh.
Who's the guy who did the thing with the water drop on his hand? I forget his name.
No, it's the water drop in the glass, and it was the guy who was in The Fly.
I'm blanking on his name. He's in Portlandia, too, and I'm blanking on his name.
He looks like John Stamos. No.
Oh, Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum. That's who we were trying to think of.
Damn.
Oh, that would have been a good one.
It would have, and at the same time, it would have been horrible.
I tried twice, and I missed out.
And lost 2 points as a result.
I knew it.
Producer Katie, since we're going through this so far, if you could fill us in.
Sure. Okay, Adam is standing at 8 points presently. K-Best is standing at 6, and Mr. Nelson got 3 nega points, so that detracts from his 8, so he is at 5.
There we go. All right.
Not losing.
Yay.
Yay.
Sweet.
Wait, so it's negative points if you buzz in?
If you buzz in, you don't give an answer, or like if somebody steals. Oh yeah, I didn't go over calling bluffs because I assumed that everyone here would be kind of timid at that route at this point. But we can go over that just in case if somebody feels kind of ballsy. If somebody says something that isn't true, or if you think somebody says something that isn't true, you say wanna,
or something similar. It doesn't necessarily.
It doesn't have to be that exactly, but just kind of.
It's the dramatic music.
Some sort of shenanigans.
Yeah, it was like I call your bluff. I think would probably be my route.
If you can do it in a melodic kind of film noir kind of way, that's what we're going for. I will take that.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
And so, if
say what?
if you are apt in your calling of somebody's bluff, you steal a point away from them. If they are right and the bluff caller is wrong, then the person who called the bluff loses a point, but the other person is okay.
Okay.
Essentially. Mm. I figured we'd be safe for a little while.
Probably.
Yeah.
And okay,
if,
so
if you try to land your aircraft on the thing from Top Gun, then, you know. All right. Moving on.
And I will say Tom Cruise movie.
Beep.
There we go.
Top Gun.
Movie.
Sus.
Go ahead.
Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. I believe it's
sweet.
I enjoy the specificity, so we'll say movie.
Aw.
Beep.
Go ahead, Katie.
Days of Thunder.
Movie.
Beep.
Go ahead, Katie.
Risky Business.
Movie.
Beep.
Go ahead, Katie.
War of the Worlds.
Cast.
Oh, boy.
Beep.
Go ahead.
Dakota Fanning.
Movie.
Beep.
Go ahead.
Twilight.
Cast.
Pick one. Beep.
Go ahead.
Robert Patterson. Patterson? Is that his name? Edward.
We know who you're talking about, so I'm going to say movie.
Beep.
Go ahead.
Water for Elephants.
Cast.
Beep.
Go ahead.
Reese Witherspoon.
Movie.
Cabbages.
Go ahead, Adam.
Pleasantville.
Ooh.
Cast.
Ooh. Oh.
Cabbages.
Go ahead, Adam.
Tobey Maguire.
Cast.
Sus.
Beep.
That was Andrew.
Oh.
Spider-Man 2.
Oh, and we're still on cast.
We both did the same thing.
Nah.
I'll give you 5 seconds to...
Tobey Maguire.
I already said it.
Yes. So you said cast from Pleasantville.
Yes. We're still on Pleasantville, so we have a couple people left.
I withdraw.
Oh.
Okay, so you...
No.
If anyone else wants to steal at this point...
Cabbages.
Go ahead, Adam.
William H. Macy.
Movie.
Cabbages.
Go ahead, Adam.
Fargo.
Movie.
Cabbages.
Go ahead, Adam.
Mystery Men.
Movie.
Cabbages.
Go ahead.
What's it called? Oh, no.
Three,
oh, no.
Four. Five.
Oh!
Anyone else wants to steal a William H. Macy movie?
Macy's Parade.
There. It was there.
Four,
that's not an answer.
Five. Buzz. Thank you for smoking. Would have been a viable Vermont senator role of his among so many others.
It's a good movie. I always forget about that one.
Yeah. The one I was trying to think of wasn't what he was in anyway.
Is he?
Yeah, match. Okay.
No. Yeah. Though that does give a nice, comfortable jumping off point from producer Katie's thought.
Question.
And I will say Jack Black movie.
Sus.
Go ahead, Andrew.
School of Rock.
Movie.
Beep.
Katie.
Nacho Libre.
Movie. Oh,
yeah. Sus.
Andrew again.
Kung Fu Panda.
Cast.
Sus.
Go ahead.
David Cross.
Cast.
Sus.
Andrew.
Jackie Chan.
Cast.
Cabbages.
Adam.
Lucy Liu.
Cast.
Cabbages.
Adam again.
Angelina Jolie.
Cast.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got me. I don't know.
Buzz. Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, I couldn't place it.
Couldn't get there.
I thought it was Philip Seymour Hoffman.
At least he had a Hoffman.
Yeah.
Some sort of Hoffman.
One of the Hoffmans.
I knew I'd get so confused as well. But
you know, we will do another score check-in with producer Katie.
Yeah, sorry, I'm looking something up. Okay.
What?
Okay.
What?
All right, so Adam had 15 points but got a nega point, so he is at 14. Mr. Nelson is standing at 9. Yeah. After 4 nugget points. And K-Best is at 16.
Woo!
All right.
Thank you for the Tom Cruise give on that one.
giving you a moment and a half on that.
Thanks.
Moment of glory.
But we will see where this treads, and I will say Philip Seymour Hoffman movie.
Oh, sus. The Andrew. Master.
Movie.
Cabbages.
Adam.
Captain America. The First Avenger.
Right. Movie. Buzz. Almost Famous.
Your listeners are throwing it out right now. They're yelling.
We yelling also at the top have of done like Pirate Radio.
Oh, yeah.
That one where Ben Stiller meets Jennifer Aniston. Something meets Polly.
Along Came Polly.
Along Came Polly. Thank mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. So many other.
That's a point though, right?
Capote. That's which. There's one that came up that I didn't recognize, but we're already past it, so never mind. Well, instead of starting with Dan Aykroyd, I actually have a way to go with this to see where this could potentially go. Something I was watching recently, I will say 10 Things I Hate About You cast.
Cabbages.
Adam.
Heath Ledger.
Cast.
Beep.
Katie.
Julia Stiles.
Movie.
Sus.
Andrew.
Dexter.
Cast.
Sus.
Andrew.
Michael C. Hall.
Cast.
Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. Where is it?
Buzz. John Lithgow.
Oh,
damn it.
Right.
Producer Katie had that one.
That's a great season with Lithgow. It's
great. Yeah, he's season. The Trinity. What's it?
Yes.
Oh, I've never watched.
Maybe one of the best villains in that.
I've never watched that show ever, but I just know that he was on it, so I was banking on that.
If you're gonna watch any season, either one or two or that one, which is, I think that's the third season.
It is the third season.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so I'll keep this nice and open and go with. New Batman, Ben Affleck, movie.
Oh, dear.
Oh, beep. No.
Katie.
Good Will Hunting.
Movie.
Beep.
Katie again.
Daredevil.
Movie again.
Cabbages.
That is Adam.
Dogma.
Movie again.
Oh, my God.
Buzz.
My brain's not
working. I should just move the microphone over to producer Katie because Geely, Reindeer Games.
The one he
Jersey
won.
Jersey Girl.
Jersey Girl. That's the one I was trying to think of.
The one he just won for. The one about the
Argo.
Argo. That's the one.
I was distracted by his annoying, angry voice.
Mallrats.
Whiny, angry voice.
Takes place at the Eden Prairie Center before they redid it.
Yep. Yes, it did.
Rest its soul.
Yeah, we do. There's Minnesota. What else we have
it's
going on?
It's a great
on?
Movie. Yeah.
Realistically.
We've got Mallrats, Mighty Ducks.
Yes.
Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way.
Joe Somebody, I believe, was filmed in Minnesota.
Or no, Ethan Suplee.
Joe Somebody. Is that the one?
Tim Allen.
With Tim Allen. Yep. There's a clip that they go down 395 at Hopkins Cross Road.
And we replay in Fargo. We have Fargo.
Yeah, we have Fargo, too.
We have a little bit of Fargo.
Yeah, that's in the Minnesota.
Juno happened here.
We're not going to make any more Minnesota references because the next one is going to be Mighty Ducks cast.
Sus.
Go ahead.
Emilio Estevez.
Cast.
Oh, boy. What is that cast?
Oh, Cabbages.
Go ahead, Adam.
John Candy.
Movie.
Cabbages. Beep.
That was Cabbages by a Hair.
Mm. Home Alone.
Movie.
Beep.
Go ahead.
The Great Outdoors.
Cast.
Beep.
Go ahead.
Dan Aykroyd.
Movie.
Sus.
Oh,
Blues Brothers.
God damn it.
Movie.
Beep.
Katie.
50 First Dates.
Cast.
Oh, beep.
Go ahead.
Drew Barrymore.
Cast.
Beep.
Go ahead.
Adam Sandler.
Movie.
Sus.
Beep.
Andrew.
Oh. Sorry.
Sus.
Beep.
I was in my own world.
He's been called.
We'll go click.
Movie.
Sus.
Go ahead.
Comedian. What the fuck was that one called?
Oh, three. Four.
Adam Sandler. No, wait.
That's who he is.
Cabbages.
Beep.
Cabbages.
I meant to say. That was a beep before the cabbage. It was a beep before the cabbage.
That's right.
Grown Ups.
Movie.
Beep. Cabbages.
That was Cabbages this time.
Thank you. Waterboy.
Movie.
Beep.
Go ahead.
Spanglish.
Cast.
Sus.
Go ahead.
Penelope Cruz.
Cast.
Okay. I don't know now.
I said cast because she wasn't in it. I was giving people. There have been a couple. John Candy wasn't in whatever that bridge was to get him to John Candy, but no one called on that.
Nope,
he was not in Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks? I didn't think he was in Mighty Ducks.
No, he wasn't.
Might have been thinking about Cool Runnings.
No one's calling anyone on anything, so I figure I'd try to drive things into holes to see if anyone even takes the risk.
Who wasn't Spanglish?
White people.
No, but he had a.
No, she was white. His wife was white.
Oh.
You're thinking. Okay.
I love that you even knew what I was thinking of.
You were thinking of Home Alone when you were thinking of Mighty Ducks.
No, Home Alone came up.
Yeah. But
that
then you worked
that.
Your way.
Leone.
Backwards.
Tail Leone, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because in the first one, she goes back to. Their home.
Paz Vega, that's the closest it could have been.
And she's in the... John Candy is in like a polka band or something, and then they give him a ride back.
That's Home Alone.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. I thought that's what that was. So I was like, oh yeah, that's right. But then...
Okay. But we will see at this point. We have time for a little bit more. So Katie, what is the score, please?
Okay. Adam presently has 20 points. And Andrew has 15. And Katie has 26.
Nice.
I vote we remove Adam's handicap for this last round.
I'm gonna say 1 second. I'm just gonna give you one bump because I mean real.
Oh, that's right. That's the only
who buzzes
reason I'm winning.
In before the first tap anyway.
Yeah.
I'm going to give that to you just to be safe.
Okay.
And
okay.
Even with that, I will go something somewhat neutral, and I will say Matt Damon movie.
Sus.
Beep. Oh.
Oh, that was sus first.
Yes. Good Will Hunting.
Movie.
Beep. Cabbages.
Beep again.
Born Ultimatum.
Movie.
Cabbages.
Adam.
Ocean's 11.
Movie. Buzz.
Why?
Wow, why that was the worst Matt Damon round.
God damn it.
Ever been.
I need to apologize to your listeners. That was, I don't know.
That was unfortunate.
I really was blanking.
I think he was pretty funny, actually.
I needed
talented
to...
Mr. Ripley, not even.
I didn't.
We like
my...
hit all of his trilogies and then went,
He was in the other
we hit, yeah, we got like his first movie and then.
Yeah.
Still blanking.
I still am too.
Okay,
I can't think
so
of anymore.
We'll go a completely different route and see where this goes. And I will say Ashton Kutcher movie.
Cabbages.
Adam.
That 70s Show.
Movie.
Beep.
Katie.
Newlyweds.
Movie.
Cabbages.
Adam.
Valentine's Day.
Movie.
Beep.
Katie.
2 and a Half Men.
Cast.
Us.
Cabbages.
That was Andrew.
Patton Oswalt.
Cast.
Cabbages.
Adam.
Charlie Sheen.
Cast.
Sus.
Andrew.
John Cryer.
Movie.
Don't know who that is.
Buzz.
Me either.
It'd been like a lot of 80s rom-coms. He was in... Pretty in Pink was one of his big ones. He was also in Hot Shots, if anyone remembers that comedy. Yeah.
How could we forget Hot Shots?
He was Ducky. That's he was Ducky. Right.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Damn, Sheen, too. Yeah.
But, no. No, yeah. Ducky's okay. But, you know, this actually seems like the perfect time for us to do a final score and do plugs. So, Katie, could you please give us the final scores?
I need to rank these real fast. Talk for a second more.
Thank you to everybody for playing Beep Sus Cabbage.
Cheers.
Hi, cabbages!
Sometimes
which is my favorite inside joke of Avatar The Last Airbender.
Mm.
Which is available on Amazon Prime if anyone's willing to pay the $72 charge to get that. Then you can watch Avatar The Last Airbender if you can't get Legend of Korra? Whatever.
Yeah, Legend of Korra.
Okay, I was guessing. So, good. So,
you
Katie.
Watch Legend of Korra on Nickelodeon.
If you have real TV.
No, on, like, sorry. The
on Nickelodeon website. Internet. You can watch it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not the first season, I don't think, though.
Okay, yeah. Well, seasons, episodes at a time. So.
As episodes come out, you can watch them there. Yeah. Okay. In the not first or second place comes Andrew with 18 points. In second place is Adam with 24 points. And in first place, we have Katie Best with 29.
Woo! Wow. Wahoo, Katie!
I have not won or even done well at these games in a long time.
Yeah,
I think it was the lack of nega points. You really stayed out
That's
of
true.
That.
I kept my mouth shut.
Did I get the most nega points?
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
That's a
you were so willing to buzz in, which is something that I commonly do as well. So I understand what you were going for. And I understand that brain freeze that goes with it. But Katie, since you did win, do you have anything to plug that's going on Friday or thereafter that you want everybody to know about? Possibly. Maybe.
I'm thinking.
Or even like social media sites that aren't Soccer Book that you want people to know about. Or maybe even Etsy sites. That you should probably advertise.
Yeah,
to help you out a little
yeah.
Bit here.
Check out my jewelry on Etsy.com at KBest Designs. I also have a Facebook page, KBest Designs, for my birch bark jewelry. You can also find it in stores at Beckland Jewelers in Eden Prairie and the Edina Art Center. So yeah, check out my jewelry.
Awesome.
There you go.
That's where I'm at.
And Andrew, as guest number two for the evening, anything to plug for you that's going on Friday or thereafter, potentially, possibly, not Soccer Book?
He's getting ready.
Yeah, I gotta. Yeah, I'll just cede my plug time to things that I like and things that I think people should get into. So one thing I think as a musician that I've come up with in the Minnetonka music community, and that's John Mark Nelson, if you've heard of him. He's awesome. He just had a music video on MTV, which is just like awesome to be like, this is a guy that I've done shows with for a while, and now it's good to see him get successful in whatever that might mean. I'm sure I could talk to him about it, but yeah, he's doing his thing. I'm trying to think what else I even have, if there's even an event. I have a new job, and I'll be doing exhibition design for the U of M archives. So if you want to see my work as a exhibition designer and a curator, you can come check out the Wilson Library, the Elmer Anderson Library, any library pretty much that displays stuff. I'll probably have stuff going in there.
Cool.
I think that's probably good.
That's a very cool thing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, thank you.
And local too.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. Do you post art online somewhere as well?
Oh yeah, my Flickr account is kind of my primary thing lately. That's Radical Businessman on Flickr. Yeah, I guess I don't know. I always go in between aggregators because you never really know. Like, you know, sometimes I think Flickr is probably my most professional one, so I'd probably stick to that. I do like digital art and then found art and whatever. Yeah. Stuff
right
like
there.
That.
It's right there.
It's on the wall.
On our wall.
That, yeah. I found a company that does canvas printing for really cheap, and they do the color is excellent. I was never really sold on the canvas printing. I was always like, I could just paint it myself. But then I got a print pack from them, and they're like, the blacks are black, the reds are red.
It's really hard to find, coming from a publishing standpoint, black.
Yes.
Is hard to find sometimes. So
yes.
I understand.
Very true.
So, Adam, how about you? Things to plug.
Well, of course, I will have to plug the Court Revelers.
Huzzah!
Out at the
Harmony.
Awesome. Out at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival, we have shows daily at 11:15 in Chateau Vino and 2:30 and 5 o'clock in the Queen's Pub. So come check us out there. You can also check out our website, courtrevelers.com. There's no huzzah in there. It's just courtrevelers.com. And we have our brand new CD this year, which is called Revelers on the Rocks. And you can, I think you can find it through the website now. And you can, of course, pick it up from us in person out at the Renaissance Festival. It's, it's a good time. And then let's see, what else? You can follow me on Twitter at @ADAMERDMANN. And you can find out what music I've been listening to on Last FM. My name there being Adman7. And let's see, I'm starting to get a little bit more active on SoundCloud these days. So I will definitely throw a plug out there. There are some amazing artists to check out there. And Dan, what do you have?
A couple things. One thing is I met with my Northwestern investment guy today. So if anyone is looking for 401k, Roth IRA, what have you, contact Jeremy Bosch, BOSCH, at Northwestern. I told him I'd give him a plug. He's out of Edina. He's a really nice guy. He's kind of like how John Schrader was doing his thing, but still at Northwestern.
Yeah.
So if you're looking at planning for your future, Jeremy Bosch is the way to go. A couple other things I've plugged before is we watched Cracked.com's After Hours YouTube show midway through our actual episode, actually right after our bonus track mic check that we did before. So definitely check that out because everyone here enjoyed that. So that's something to do. I also just read I'm finishing reading a great book, The Judgment of Paris. If anyone's interested in wine in any sort of way, I found a great app about wine. There's a great book about wine in terms of California wine making their prominence into the market. It's called The Judgment of Paris. There's also a great app called Hello Vino if you want to discover more about wine in terms of pairings and gifts, and learning more about pairings in terms of taking pictures of the label and actually having that app give you feedback about the wine that's in your hand. Hello Vino is pretty cool. Other than that, you can find me on Twitter, Dan L. Whelan, W-H-E-L-A-N. Excuse me. I was trying to hold that back for as long as I could. But Andrew and Katie, thank you very much for joining us for episode 99. And Andrew, you have your band.
One more thing. I just forgot about this. Yeah? But industry related, if you're listening to this podcast right now, there's a guy who's developing a software that can use the internet to... I forget exactly what it's called, but it's recording through multiple locations and like over the internet without losing any quality. And it's this new software that he's developing. It's called Dev Scruff. You can look it up, D-E-V, S-C-R-U-F-F, Dev Scruff.
We're actually looking for that, so that's kind of
cool. But yeah, this is something that he's in... I think there's a Kickstarter or something. I don't remember. But if you go there, I think it's devscruff.com. This is a industry.
It is.
Is that right? Yeah.
Devscruff.com, if that's what you're talking about.
Yes, that, I believe so. And that is a... And the app, it's, if you want to invest and you have money lying around, I think this is going to be one of those things that it's like this. The applications of this are going to be so great. As far as podcasting, as far as news media, and just media in general, this is a software that you really don't have. Like, you have things like Skype, and the lack of quality that you get through just normal softwares like that is just not really usable and things like that. But that's a cool website if you want to get on the money train, I guess.
And, and Katie's hand is raised as well.
Because we're still in school, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Really quick, Fall Con, I just got in trouble, is the first weekend in October at the State Fairgrounds. So go check out Joel Vollmer and other up-and-coming comic book artists out there.
I think Mind Wave might be.
I talked to Dave today. There. He doesn't know. So that's okay. why I was not plugging Dave. But
okay,
it's Joel. A cool thing. Joel, comic books.
Hooray.
Saturday the 5th? Saturday, the first weekend.
Cool. Could be.
I think that's right. I don't...
No matter.
Calendars, I guess.
Anyway.
Something. But yes, where were we? Thank you.
Thank you both. Thanks. Very much for joining us for episode 99.
99!
And next week, episode 100.
Whoa.
We're just slightly after our 2-year mark officially. So, 100. All games, all the time. Join us then.
Stay tuned.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.